Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We're coming toward the end of 2 weeks of sex here at the start of 2024. And thanks for sticking with us for these daily episodes. I think it's been a great way to start the year. And I hope it's been meaningful to you. And I hope you'll continue on even after these 14 days are over, because we got some great things in store for not only the rest of January, but for the entire year. And I just think this is going to be a banner year here at the Naked Marriage Podcast. And we're honored you're on the journey with us. So yesterday we talked all about the female orgasm, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And today, guys, it's your turn.
The male orgasm.
The male orgasm. So the male orgasm is when a man reaches sexual climax during, it could be intercourse, it could be any sexual act. You know, usually a man's first experience with sex, with orgasm is through masturbation from a young age. That's most men's story. I'm not saying that that's like the way that it should be, that we should be masturbating, but that's just
right.
How most of us first experience that. And the male orgasm, you know, it doesn't last long.
Well, it includes usually ejaculation.
Right. There's usually ejaculation, which is a combination of semen fluids and sperm, which is the reproductive cells. And in my case, if you've had a vasectomy, then the semen is still there, but the sperm no longer flows into the semen.
Right.
And so you're firing blanks, as they say, which is permanent birth control that can potentially be reversed. But it feels really good. And
if y'all are watching, I'm just having a great time seeing Dave's facial expression. Professor Dave, we're recording this
from home today, which is all four of our boys are here somewhere.
We're technically on break right now, so they're all home. And our teenage, if he's heard any, Connor, like, I mean, he's heard us talk about, like, we're pretty open with our boys, but.
Yeah, I feel bad for the things they're going to have to tell their therapist about someday of like, you know, mom and dad had the worst job. They were always talking about sex.
We love our job.
I love our job.
I never thought I'd have this, like, be talking
so openly.
She
won most gullible in her high school.
I did.
And now she is a renowned global sex expert, guys.
I just go, no, far from it. Far from it.
I don't know what is.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you're an expert.
God has a sense of humor. Oh my gosh. I want to say this too. Like, so we were talking about, we didn't mention this in the women's episode. I mean, these are short episodes. We're giving snapshots here.
Right.
But there is such a thing as female ejaculate. It's different than the male ejaculate. And, you know, you can learn this just in a science class on sex, but it's just like, there's been women sometimes that have written us that are like, if I don't have any fluid come out, does that mean I didn't enjoy it? And it's like, no, it's just how you're wired. So some women have that, some women don't, just so people know.
Yeah, we should have said that yesterday.
Yes.
Thank you so much for saying that today.
And if you do, and you sometimes may have it, like maybe some climaxes you'll have it, some climaxes you won't.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean a thing. Like it, you
and then
know?
Some have, you know, what they call squirting, which is like.
Right. Like it literally.
Yeah. It like shoots out in the air. Like a squirt gun almost.
Right.
And
which is, it is a female ejaculate of some kind, but it has like a propulsion to it. And again, we have a spider on our wall over there. I just noticed. Thanks, sweetie. But it's something where he's now wiping it off. Wow. Full service. But we, you know, just so you know, I think that sometimes people can feel weird. They can be like, oh, is that weird? It's like, no, this is just how you're responding. And so it can be messy.
Awesome.
I mean, sex is messy.
If you don't do it, that's fine too.
No big deal. I mean, I think, put a towel, like just have a towel out, you know, and same with men too. I think that, sometimes you can have a lot come out. Sometimes it can be a little,
well,
and that depends on too, the frequency and
the frequency
like that.
Depends on your hydration level.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like dehydrated, there just won't be as much to produce it.
Yeah.
But if you're well hydrated and you haven't had a release in a while,
then it will have
that's
to build
when you're
up.
Probably going to have like the most quantity. But
I want you to talk about something that I don't think it's talked about enough as far as the male orgasm when it comes to, again, you talked last episode about how most men, maybe not all, but most men, it doesn't take a whole lot to get the man there with the stimulation to the male organ. And also
the penis.
The penis.
The male organ. Like, where are we getting like way?
I just yelled penis. My kids are going to be like, what is going on with mom?
Your boy anyway, mom. So like it was weenie there for a while. Like,
no, you know, we use the anatomical
right,
terms.
It was my mom that would say
it was because I'm like, no, we're going to call it
yours
vagina
wasn't
and
a
penis.
Vagina. It was like a hoo-ha.
It was tutu.
Which
I was a ballerina too. So I had tutus and that confused me.
Oh gosh.
That's why I'm like, no, we're calling it the penis and the vagina. So yes. So the stimulation of the penis. And so like he can get there pretty fast. But sometimes if you have like, maybe it's been a little bit and you're in the moment. There's such a thing where sometimes men in the moment can get a headache.
Yeah, that can happen.
Can you talk about that and why that happens?
Well, an erection is maintained by blood flow. So like it's blood flowing to your penis and like, you know, and it's, that's what makes and keeps an erection. But, you know, with blood flow going down there, it can, you know, like pull blood essentially like from your head and give you kind of a, like a brain freeze, like almost like a headache. I've experienced that.
Well, what do they do with that? Like, how can they remedy that?
I don't know. I mean, I think
like slowing down.
Yeah, you just kind of slow down, catch your breath, and get going. If it's persistent, you know, you might talk to a doctor about it, or just take an Advil before making love, kind of preemptively to, you know, to deal with that, so it's not a distraction in the moment. But yeah, the body does all kinds of unique things during sex, and so don't. I think everybody feels like they're weird. Like, oh my gosh, is this normal? Is that normal?
Right.
It's like, you know, normal is a wide spectrum when it comes to how our bodies respond.
And when we start thinking
sexually,
I'm not normal or there's something wrong with me, it brings on anxiety, which then affects our sexual performance or our libido. And so it's like this spiral that we can go down. And so instead of having, you know, allowing those thoughts to really, to kind of have a place in our mind, talk to your spouse about it.
Yeah. I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college level courses, some of their college level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows, like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/naked. rocketmoney.com/naked. Let's really talk about it.
And like we said with women, Tell your wife, guys, what feels good to you.
What feels good,
She doesn't have a penis. So, you know, you got to tell her what you like about it. Like, where does it feel good? Now, for most guys, just the way that kind of our neurons are clustered there, like the head of the penis has the most sensitivity. You know, it like we feel the most with the head of the penis. If a guy's uncircumcised, then he's going to have a foreskin that covers that.
You're using your hands a lot.
I know. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's a lot of hand action.
I'm like, wow. I mean, and he's looked down a lot.
I don't know where to look. I don't know what to do with my hands in this. All right, I'm talking about penis. So then you got the shaft.
Oh wow.
That
it makes me think of that show.
The show Shaft.
Shaft.
That was a different kind of shaft.
Right on. Anyway, go ahead. And that's a really old show.
Yeah,
and the movie made up. And I think in the '90s.
That feels really good too. Like you know, any kind of activity, like a any kind of.
Don't use your hands.
I'm not going to okay. on the shaft.
Oh,
and
wow.
then, and then you've got the testicles. You got the scrotum, the balls, and
yeah,
that feels nice too. Like just any kind of.
There's a stimulation there.
There's some stimulation.
Men, I mean, if your man might.
Now, I will say it doesn't. It's to a lesser degree. I feel like the penis is where like is what like feels the best. Now the balls, it feels nice. It feels nice to get for them to have attention.
So ask if you would like your scrot to have some attention.
Yeah. Then just say, wow, that feels really good. But
there, yeah.
But, yeah,
I think we've covered it. Again, positions, just like with women, there might be some positions that feel even better to the man, you know? I mean, be willing, yeah. Give some different variety, you know? And also things that aren't necessarily intercourse, like oral sex. So you guys know our most popular episode by far is our oral sex episode, where we go into more detail on that. So you can look that up here on Naked Marriage Podcast or on YouTube. Because yeah. on YouTube, it's literally had like a million views or something. Because it's popular. You guys won't share that episode on your social media, but people will watch it. Or listen to
or
it.
Or listen.
I get it, you guys. We're the same. I'm like a little middle schooler over here laughing. I think we covered the male orgasm.
Yeah. And
I mean, at least in the 7-8 minutes that we can do this.
Right. For something that only takes like 10 seconds, we spent a good amount of time, I think.
Oh, can we cover that really quick? One thing, I know for women, I didn't get to talk a lot about this last episode, but women can sometimes have multiple orgasms in one experience of sexual intercourse with their husband. But for men, it's different. Like you kind of have to reload.
Right. You have to reload. And yeah.
And how long does that normally take?
Oh man, that varies based on your age. Age is a huge factor. When you're like young and virile and strong, it feels like you can reload much quicker.
Yeah.
And then with age, you know, reloading at all can be difficult. Yeah. It's kind of like, okay.
Probably medicines
that
too.
That was it for the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would say it's definitely going to be a little bit. I would say, you know, best case scenario, even for like, you know, young guys, going to probably be like 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like an hour. See, I'm learning things on here.
But for, I mean, like most of the time, like, you know, for... It's going to just be a while. Like right after
maybe
doing
it's different
it,
for each person.
It's probably
bit.
Different for each guy, but I think like right after a guy does it, then for the most part, like he's like in a blissful state. Right from
he
right
needs
after
to go hydrate.
Right after orgasm, you're probably going to have a natural response to go urinate because that's part of the body's way of just kind of cleaning out the pipes. Women have that too. We should have talked about that.
Oh my gosh, can I mention this really quick? And that is something again. I'm glad you guys are listening consecutively to this. Women really need to go to the bathroom after experiencing orgasm.
Yeah.
Like, or you could get, you know, a UTI. So
urinary tract infection.
Urinary tract infection. Like, go ahead and
infection.
Tract infection.
Tract. Infection.
Yes. Go ahead and make sure that you go to the bathroom right after having sex every time, or you could, you know, be susceptible to that. And then men, you have that, like you said, that need to go to the bathroom afterwards.
Yeah. But it's, if you don't, it's not as big a deal as the woman not going.
The woman. Since it's very important. That's very important.
Outside plumbing. They've got inside plumbing. It's just different.
Yep.
Plumbing.
I think we covered it.
Well, hey, thanks for sticking with us through this as we've awkwardly fumbled through.
I know.
Every part of the male anatomy. And we appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
We love and appreciate you. So do us a favor. Go over to Instagram, at Dave and Ashley Willis. Send us a message. Let us know what you're thinking, what you'd like to hear more of.
Exactly. And that could become a hump day Q&A, because we are right now, we are asking for more questions. So if you have more questions about any of these things involving sex or anything about marriage, go ahead and write
us. You might inspire a new episode.
Might inspire it.
Well, thanks, guys. We got one more day of these sex episodes. It's coming tomorrow. We'll see you then.